Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Voting Rights and Preemption Fights Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On June 17, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Arizona v. Intertribal Council of Arizona, Incorporated. The case involved an Arizona law that requires voter registration officials to reject any application for registration, including one submitted via a federal form, that is not accompanied by concrete evidence of citizenship. The National Voter Registration Act, however, requires that states accept and use the federal form in question, which does not require documentary evidence of citizenship. The question is therefore whether Arizona's evidence of citizenship requirement, as applied to federal form applicants, is preempted by the NVRA's mandate that the states accept and use the federal form. In an opinion delivered by Justice Scalia, the court held by a vote of 7-2 that the National Voter Registration Act precludes Arizona law from requiring a federal form applicant to submit information beyond that required by the form itself. Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan joined the majority opinion. Justice Kennedy joined Justice Scalia's opinion in part and filed a separate opinion concurring in part in the judgment. Justices Thomas and Alito filed dissenting opinions. To discuss the case, we have Tom Casso, who is an associate professor at Chapman University School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Casso.
Hello, I am Tom Casso from Chapman University School of Law, here today to talk to you about the decision in Arizona versus Intertribal Council of Arizona. I wrote an amicus brief in this case for the Center for Constitutional Jurisprudence, supporting Arizona's position. This case involves a perceived clash between state and federal voter registration laws. The federal law is the National Voter Registration Act, commonly known as MOTR-VOTR, for the requirement that states provide voter registration materials when someone applies for a driver's license. Under NVRA, the Election Advisory Commission creates registration forms in consultation with the states that states must, quote, accept and use, close quote. The commission has worked with most states to include their requirements in the federal voter registration form. This explains the 23 pages of instructions. Arizona law requires people registering to vote to provide proof of citizenship. The commission refused to alter the federal form to include Arizona's proof of citizenship requirement. Thus, the federal form by itself does not satisfy Arizona law. A federal form that is not accompanied by proof of citizenship is not accepted as sufficient to register to vote in Arizona. The Ninth Circuit ruled that the NVRA preempted the state law proof of citizenship requirement, and the Supreme Court granted review. In addition to the competing state and federal statutes, the court had to consider two distinct provisions of the Constitution: the Voter Qualifications Clause of Article 1, Section 2, and the Elections Clause of Article 1, Section 4. The court was also called on to decide what type of preemption test to apply to a state law in the face of congressional action under the Elections Clause. That is, does the presumption against preemption apply to preemption under the Elections Clause? The general intent of the National Voter Registration Act is to increase registration of, quote, eligible voters, and protect the integrity of the elections process. The Act seeks to accomplish this scheme by requiring states to combine the application for voter registration with the application for a driver's license. The Act empowers the Election Advisory Commission to design the form that states must use for voter registration, but requires the Commission to consult with state election officials in designing that form. State-specific requirements are covered in the extensive set of instructions that accompany the form. Thus, the registration form instructions for California require applicants to include a driver's license or identification number, while the instructions for completing the form in Hawaii require applicants to supply their Social Security number. The regulations promulgated by the Commission specifically provide for these state variations of the federal form. Federal law does include some limits on what the commission may require in the voter registration form. For instance, the commission cannot require any information that is also required on the driver's license application. And for mail-in voter registration forms, it cannot require notarization or other formal authentication. The form does require applicants to swear under penalty of perjury that the information is correct, including statements regarding their citizenship. States are required to, quote, accept and use, end quote, the federal form, in addition to any state forms for voter registration. In 2004, Arizona voters adopted Proposition 200 to crack down on their perceived problems with fraudulent voter registration and illegal voting. The principal provisions of Proposition 200 required applicants to submit proof of citizenship when they registered to vote. The law barred state election officials from accepting registration forms as adequate without the requisite proof. Arizona submitted these changes to the Election Advisory Commission for inclusion in Arizona's version of the federal form. The commission, on a 2-2 vote, refused to include the new requirements. Arizona went forward with the implementation of the new requirements of Proposition 200 on its own. In essence, Arizona law rejects the federal form that is not accompanied by proof of citizenship. The issue in this case is whether this refusal is preempted by the NVRA requirement that states accept and use the federal form. Arizona argued that it does accept and use the federal form, but simply requires some additional information. This is no different, Arizona argued, than a store accepting a credit card for payment, but requiring that the customer show an ID to prove ownership of the card. As noted, there are also two provisions of the Constitution at issue. Article 1, Section 2, and the 17th Amendment define the qualifications of voters for federal elections as those individuals with the qualifications of the electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. That is, the Constitution explicitly reserves the issue of voter qualifications to state law. Article 1, Section 4, by contrast, provides that states should set the time, place, and manner of holding elections, but it gives Congress the power to make or alter those regulations at any time. Since Section 4 contains its own preemption clause, allowing Congress to make or alter state regulations, another question for the court is whether the preemption test under Section 4 is different from the one under the Supremacy Clause. Justice Scalia wrote for the majority, finding Arizona's law in conflict with the NVRA and therefore preempted. The majority also noted, however, that Arizona can pursue its policy of requiring proof of citizenship through the Election Advisory Commission, which, the court suggested, will be required to alter the form to meet Arizona's requirements. More about that later. Justice Kennedy concurred in the judgment, and Justices Thomas and Alito each wrote dissenting opinions. The majority noted first the broad scope of the Elections Clause of Article 1, Section 4. Under that clause, Congress has the power to supplant state regulations regarding the times, places, and manner of federal elections. Prior cases interpreting the clause noted that it gave Congress the power to enact a complete code for congressional elections. Since no party in this case argued that the Elections Clause did not also include the power to control the registration process, the court proceeded on the assumption that the NVRA was a valid exercise of Congress's power under this provision, and conflicting state regulations must give way. The question then becomes whether Arizona's practice conflicts with federal law. The majority noted that the accept and use language of the NVRA was susceptible to more than one meaning. Looking at the statutory scheme as a whole, however, the court ruled that the implication of the scheme is that states must accept the federal form as sufficient by itself. Thus, Arizona could not require anything in addition to the federal form for voter registration. Further, the court ruled that the preemption provision of the Elections Clause does not require a presumption that the state law is valid. Here, states are regulating federal elections. This is not within their historic police powers. Thus, notions of federalism and respect for state sovereignty do not require a presumption of validity, according to the court, in this instance. This is not the end of the line for Arizona, however. As noted above, the Constitution explicitly assigns the issue of defining voter qualifications to the states. Thus, the court ruled that Congress did not have the power to prevent states from enforcing their voter qualification rules. Because the NVRA has a method for Arizona to accomplish its enforcement, the court ruled that it need not adopt the state's interpretation of accept and use. The NVRA allows states to apply to the Elections Advisory Commission to include state requirements in the federal form. This is why the federal form includes so many different instructions from state to state. Thus, Arizona needs to apply to the commission to include the proof of citizenship on the federal form, and the commission will likely be required to grant Arizona's application. One problem with the solution, however, is that there are currently no sitting members on the commission, and thus the commission is legally unable to take any action. In a footnote, the court noted that there was a question as to whether the courts could compel an agency to take an action that the agency itself cannot take due to the lack of a statutory quorum. If the court concludes it has no such power, then Arizona might be able to go forward with its requirement as a matter of its constitutional powers under the Voter Qualifications Clause. In other words, Arizona may have to file two or more additional federal cases before it can exercise its express power under the Constitution to define and enforce voter qualifications. Justice Kennedy, concurring in part and concurring in the judgment, noted that he was not ready to rule that there were different preemption rules under the Election Clause than there were under the Supremacy Clause. He did join the remainder of the court's preemption analysis, however. Justice Thomas and Justice Alito each wrote separate dissents. Justice Alito argued that the court should start with the presumption against preemption and accept Arizona's interpretation of the federal law. He also noted that it was absurd to send Arizona to a commission that had no members and no legal ability to act on the state's application. Justice Thomas focused on the original understanding of the constitutional provisions at issue. In his view, the court gave too broad a reading to the Election Clause, allowing it to conflict with state power under the Qualifications Clause. If the states have the exclusive power to establish voter qualifications and determine whether those qualifications are satisfied, there is no room for Congress to regulate the voter registration process. The bottom line is that Arizona lost this case but will win in the future. It seems odd, however, that a state must apply to a federal agency for permission to exercise what everyone on the court conceded was an exclusive state power under the Constitution. This oddity is enhanced by the fact that the federal commission to which Arizona must apply has no commissioners and is legally incapable of acting at this time. Perhaps this is just a matter of how the case was set up, that there was no challenge to the constitutionality of the NVRA. In any event, although Arizona lost this round, the court was unanimous in holding that states continue to control voter qualifications, and Congress cannot prohibit states from enforcing those qualification requirements. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.